Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris on Limelight Radio. It is my great privilege to visit again with you this Wednesday afternoon. A chilly day up in New Hampshire. We've got snow on the ground, and I think a lot of the Northeast is under snow, too. So Limelight Radio is now approaching 4 months old. It's becoming so popular, and I thank all my listeners. You've been sending me wonderful emails and Facebook messages and spreading the word on this great venue that we get to talk about Lyme disease and tick-borne illness every single week, helping spread education, awareness, and tools for recovery. So today we've got a great show. We're doing something really helpful and informative for all of you. We've got two wonderful authors on board and a dear friend of mine. We've got Laura Piazza and Gail Piazza, who have written the award-winning book, Recipes for Repair. And I've had the great privilege of being out on the road with Laura, speaking about Lyme disease and recovery tools for everyone. And this special book is an award winner. And these wonderful women are going to share why they wrote it, what this diet is all about, and how it can help Lyme disease. So let me first tell you about our authors. And let's start with Laura. Laura Piazza is an award-winning certified professional photographer and graphic designer and has created thousands of design projects for many employers and clients. She is the graphic designer for UNH Manchester and operates her own freelance graphic design and photography business, Piazza Creative. Still battling chronic Lyme, she presents on the topics of Lyme prevention and the important role good nutrition plays when battling any illness in hopes to help others facing similar challenges. Laura is also a wellness educator at the Concord Co-op. And Gail Piazza, Laura's mom, is a home economics consultant with a master's degree in food and nutrition. For over 30 years, she's developed and tested recipes and styled food for movies, television commercials, print ads, and packaging for an extensive list of high-profile clients. In addition to authoring a cookbook herself, The World of Wok Cookery, she's also collaborated on a half dozen other cookbooks and worked with small appliance designers to refine and test their products. Some of her clients include All-Clad, Emeraldware, Krupps, Faberware, and Lennox Corporation. So Laura and Gail join us today with Recipes for Repair, and I want to tell all our listeners right now to get your pens and pencils out because you want to call the studio. We are having a double book giveaway today. We're giving out Recipes for Repair and Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit to our first five callers. So Brian, my producer today, is going to be busy. Here's the number, 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 to get your wonderful book. So welcome, Laura and Gail. We're on Limelight Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Katina.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm thrilled to have you. This is great because Recipe for Repairs has touched so many lives already, and it's helping people use food as a means of helping regain their health. And I know how wonderful this book is, having used it myself, and how delicious the recipes are. So, Gail, would you mind starting our conversation and tell our listeners how Recipes for Repair even came into being?
Oh, it's my pleasure. About 3 years ago, Laura, who has had chronic Lyme for a long time, was trying to find out as much as she possibly could about Lyme disease and what she could do to help herself. And I know a lot of your listeners know how frustrating it is to when you have this disease, because people don't listen to you, they marginalize you, and you really don't feel like you have much control over anything. But you do have control over food and what you eat. So Laura came upon a book called The Lyme Disease Solution by Dr. Kenneth B. Singleton. And she read it, and she was impressed with it, and she said that he had a chapter in there about diet and how important it is to have a good, well-balanced, anti-inflammatory diet. And he gave some recipes, few, very few, because his wife is a nutritionist, and she did develop a few recipes for the book. So she said, I want to go on this, she told me, Mom, I really want to go on this diet, but I really, I don't know what to do. I you know, it's a four-phase diet, and I don't think I won't be able to starve. I don't know what to do. So I said, well, just send me the ingredients of what's allowed in the first phase and let me see what I can come up with. So developing recipes has been part of my business for almost for 35 years. I develop and test recipes for large companies. I do the food styling for Emeril. I mean, I've worked for a lot of big companies like Lennox and so, you know, but my recipes have always been a product. Here's the product, or here's a food product, or here's some cookware. Make us recipes for this product. And so my philosophy on recipes is, obviously, you have to look beautiful because you eat with your eyes, as I think, before you do anything else. If it doesn't look pretty, then the chances are you're not going to want to do this. And then, of course, it has to taste good. So, and I've been cooking for Laura when she was here in my house for many years, and she likes the way I cook, so I said, well, let me see what I can do. So she sent me the list, and I looked it over, and I said, well, okay. So I sent her, I developed maybe 10 recipes and sent them to her, and she made them, and she said, well, these are really good. So she got through phase one, which is really only 1 week, and she said, okay, now we get into phase two. What can you do for me here? So she sent me the list, and I started doing recipes, and she really liked them. So she said, you know, maybe we should get in touch with this doctor and see if he wants to do a cookbook with us. Because, as I said, I have the tools to develop and test recipes, and I'm also a food stylist, so I have the talent to make food look pretty and do pictures. And Laura's a photographer and graphic designer, so she could design the book. So we could really do everything. So she wrote to him, and he was thrilled about the idea and got back to us. And basically, that's how it all started. And for about 6 or 8 months, all I did was cook, 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 cook. And Laura ate, 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 ate. And so did all my testers. What I do is I have a panel of people that taste for me, no matter what I'm cooking. I use the same people. And I usually tell them what I'm doing. But this time, I didn't tell them. I said, here, taste these recipes and see what you think. And they were coming back with, wow, this is good. I like this. I like this. And then I finally said, after a couple of weeks, well, if I told you that this was for a special diet for people who had Lyme disease who were sick, what would you think? An anti-inflammatory diet. They said, I think it would be great because everything tastes just as good as everything ever tasted before. So, of course, I was thrilled because that being my goal. And, you know, we've heard that from many, many people as the years have gone by in the last couple of years. So I think we were on point, and we still continue to do recipes, put them up on our website. So, you know, if I think of something special or we didn't think about that, or, you know, we think, oh, maybe our readers would like this, we put it up on our website. So that's how it started.
That's wonderful, Gail. I mean, I think it's really just, a beautiful alignment of all your talents and Dr. Singleton's willingness to do this hard work that he did in the research about the whole inflammation process that goes on with Lyme disease.
Yes, right.
And that's, you know, one of the key factors that everyone struggles with Lyme disease and tick-borne illness is this inflammation pathway gets like lit up like, you know, a lightning rod, and the poor adrenal glands are under stress, and you can't make enough of your own natural corticosteroids to keep inflammation down. And that's where all of these pains surface, and irritable bowel and migraine headaches and fibromyalgia. I mean, the list goes on and on. So here you are able to use food to help reduce inflammation.
Exactly.
So, Laura, tell us for our listeners' sake, what are the four phases? I know it's going to probably take us more than we have until our commercial break, but phase one is what, a week long?
Yep.
And it basically is pared down to what?
Phase one is a week, and it starts off with foods that are least likely to trigger inflammation and foods that are known to have anti-inflammatory properties. So this is called the induction phase, and it seems a little overwhelming because it's very limited. The only protein in it are eggs and some fish that have anti-inflammatory properties. But the good news is it's just 1 week. So it's might seem like a while, but a week goes by very quickly, and the goal of the first week is to shut down the mechanisms of chronic inflammation and also to get your body to start detoxing. And so then in phase two, he adds back in more foods, and this is for, excuse me, for 3 weeks. And in this phase, you are able to add back in foods, and you do it over a slower period of time, and you wait a few days in between adding in food groups, and you really monitor yourself. And the whole point is to see if any of the foods that have been eliminated for a week at this point, if when you add them back in, if you notice symptoms. And
Okay. The
thing about food sensitivities that not everyone knows, I didn't realize this, that they can take anywhere from a few hours after eating the food to up to 72 hours. So if you're eating something and then a day and a half later you're seeing a symptom, it's very hard for you to put that together that, oh, when I eat this, this will happen 48
right.
hours later.
That's so true with food sensitivities. So ladies, stay with us. We have to take our first commercial break right now. And we, of course, want to finish this very important conversation. So listeners, stay with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
This is Katina Macris, and we're back live on Limelight Radio with Laura and Gail Piazza, authors of Recipes for Repair. And I want to remind our listeners, today is book giveaway. We've had two callers so far, and I'd like to have three more. Our number is 800-930-2819. You'll get a copy of both Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, and Recipes for Repair. So put down on paper 800-930-2819. And Brian's waiting for you at the studio to get your phone numbers and addresses so you can get these fabulous books.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedSelfTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we've got Laura and Gail Piazza with us.
Oh, Laura, we were talking about food sensitivities in phase two of the diet.
Right.
And can you tell us a little bit more about that, how that plays into people's struggles with gluten and other issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was going over phase one, which is the induction phase, and that's just a week long, and then was explaining how phase two fully adds in foods, and that's for 3 weeks. And then phase three is a four-week phase, and again, it continues to add back in foods. So the way the diet's set up is we have the categories listed, like beverages, fruits, nuts and seeds, vegetables, grains, protein sources, dairy, fats, and other. And so each phase, you'll see that there's more and more foods added back in, and this is a cumulative thing. And so the way Dr. Singleton designed it was in the later phases is when he would add back in foods that tend to cause inflammation. So the big problems for people tend to be gluten, dairy, the obviously foods like cane sugar and processed foods. But those foods, cane sugar and processed foods and refined flours, are eliminated from the diet completely. Those are foods that tend to cause inflammation in anybody, and they just don't have a place in this diet. So the diet really is a whole foods diet with very nutritional foods that are meant to help you to lower your inflammation load.
Yeah, so having gone through this kind of diet myself, mm-hmm. and other people that have struggled with things like candida and yeast issues, many people
right.
have had very strict diets before in their life. And
right.
I found that this phased diet that you have in Recipes for Repair really is not that difficult. I mean, and it's not that consuming either. It's you move through these phases pretty quickly.
Right. And I think it's, for some people, I mean, it depends on how you eat. If you're used to convenience foods and you don't really like to cook, or it's not just, you just have never cooked before and you're used to just buying things that are already prepared for you, it might be a bit of a culture shock. But if you are somebody that makes foods from your meals from scratch, it would be easier for you to implement. But really, it's just what I've found. It's a change of habit. It's the change of how you go shopping and what you put in your cart and then what you put in your mouth when you get home. So if you're eliminating food groups, like, for instance, I can't eat eggs, dairy, or gluten. So that's a pretty big chunk of food that I used to eat all the time. And I still eat the same amount of food that I always have. It's just been a change for me, a change in habit of what I eat and what I shop for. And I don't feel like I'm deprived at all because I've just replaced it with different things.
Yes, I know. And Gail did such a beautiful job at creating recipes that are so tasty.
Exactly.
That and they're not that hard to create. A lot of them that are vegetable-based or have, fish, salmon, and different things like this. I mean, these are delicious food items that we all love anyway.
Right.
And Gail's just added some beautiful touches with spices and herbs and lemon and things that make, in my opinion, them extra delicious.
Right. I should mention for people listening that the entire diet is on our website if they wanted to look at it to see if it was something that was interesting to them, which is recipesforrepair.com. And you would just hit on the diet link and then the whole diet with all of the phases, and it shows you what foods are in each phase that's available for them to look at.
That's great. Yeah, you have a very easy to navigate website, recipesforrepair.com. Beautiful pictures, and as you said, that whole recipe menu list is there for people to follow step by step. And I have to say, your book itself is gorgeous. The photography, Laura, is stunning, and everything is so mouthwatering. And I know from being out at events with you,
when we present
together, people eagerly are purchasing Recipes for Repair because it is a book that's very easy to follow, and the print is a good size, and the pages are really good quality stock. It's very, easy to use, your wonderful cookbook.
Well, thank you. And
thank
I think having Lyme disease really opened my eyes to how I wanted to design this book, because I know that some Lyme patients have cognitive deficiencies, and it makes it a little bit harder for them to process things. So I really wanted it to be designed in a way that it was very, very visual and very easy to follow. And so the phases are color-coded, and I've got icons at the top of the pages that tell you if something's dairy-free, gluten-free, egg-free, vegetarian, or low sugar. So I really thought it out from the perspective of, if somebody has a cognitive deficiency, how are we going to make this as easy as possible for them to read through it and create these recipes?
Yeah, and it's very true. You did a really nice job with that. And I remember in my sickest phases, if I had had your cookbook, it would have been such a relief to be able to just like go to those color-coded sections. Because you're right, when you're cognitively struggling and you've got brain fog and you can't even think of a grocery list,
exactly,
Recipes for Repair is so easy to manage. So
Thank you, everyone.
Stay tuned with us. It's time for station break. Hopefully we won't lose everyone on this transition. Stay on air. This is Limelight Radio with Katina and Lauren Gale Piazza today. We'll be right back.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're live on Limelight Radio with Laura and Gail Piazza visiting with us today. And a reminder to our listeners, we have a book giveaway for Recipes for Repair and Out of the Woods. Call us at the studio, 800-930-2819. And we're also keeping the phone lines open for anyone that would like to ask a question of Laura and Gail with this tremendous anti-inflammation cookbook they've got. So the phone number again is 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. So we've learned about inflammation and how it affects us, whether we've got Lyme disease, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, migraines. I know I struggled with the migraines, and the whole inflammation pathway was just nightmarish for me when I was so sick with Lyme. And Laura, you've got quite a Lyme disease story. Do you mind sharing it with our listeners? Because I think they'll realize how pertinent your story is and how meaningful it is that you were able to write this book.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I was bit by a tick years ago when I lived out on the seacoast of New Hampshire, and I found the tick. I saw it on my belly. I had come back from running, and I looked down, and there was this little speck that I had never noticed, and I thought it was a birthmark, and then at closer look, it was hanging from me, so I got tweezers and pulled it out, and because I'm a photographer, I had a loop, which is a little magnifying glass. I looked at it, and I could see its little legs, and so I panicked and thought, oh, my God, I have a deer tick on me, so I made a doctor appointment and went to the doctor with it, and said, I'm really worried. Can I have this tick tested? And I was basically laughed out of the office because that's not something that they do, I was told. And he said, you know, if you're concerned, just pay attention. If you get any symptoms or if you get the rash, then come back. So a week or so went by, and then I started to get symptoms. So I went back and I said, okay, well, now I have symptoms. I'm fatigued and I'm achy and I have fevers and I just don't feel right. And he said, well, do you have the bullseye rash? And I said, no. And he said, well, if you get the rash, then come back. So I was sent off again, even though I had the symptoms.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, not knowing any better and not wanting to challenge the doctor, I just figured, oh, I guess this is what we do. And so I left. And about 6 weeks after the initial tick bite, I got really, really sick. I had a fever that went up to about probably close to 105. And I stood up and I just was delirious. Everything was spinning. I just felt like I was going to pass out. And I didn't know what to do because I was living out there by myself. And I didn't have friends close by, so I called my sister, who's an emergency room doctor in New York, and explained what was going on, and she said, you need to get to the hospital right away. So my boyfriend was a travel away, but he drove over and brought me to the hospital, and they you know, started doing all of these tests, and I kept saying, you know, I had this tick on me 6 weeks ago, and was explaining the situation and saying, could this be Lyme disease? And they were again asking for that telltale sign of the rash. And I said, no, I don't have the rash, but it seems to me that this, you know, these are the symptoms of Lyme disease, and I had the tick on me. And then, like a miracle, this big rash developed on my inner thigh. And once they saw it, they said, oh, okay, let's test you for Lyme disease. And so
wow.
At that point, they finally took it seriously. But without that rash, as you know, not everyone gets the rash. They would have just tested me for who knows what, and you know, it just it's just head scratching how these things happen. But they gave me 2 weeks of antibiotics, and as you know, 2 weeks of antibiotics at that point when it's already in your immune system is just too late. And it wasn't until years later where my sister, the doctor, called me because she had been discovering things about a controversy in the medical field about Lyme disease. And she's asking me all these questions like, when did you get this symptom? And when did you get that symptom? And how much antibiotics did you take? And I was just like, why are you asking me all of these questions? And then she told me about this whole thing and told me to watch the movie Under Our Skin, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, man. So I got myself to a Lyme literate doctor, and he tested me, and he said, yes, you have Lyme disease and Bartonella and Babesia, and we need to get you into treatment. So it was, you know, many, many years that had gone by, and just luckily my sister remembered all of this and called me up and said, you know, I'm worried about you. You should get to a Lyme literate doctor, and I luckily found one, and it's amazing how this happens and how it happens over and over. As you know, when you go to these book signings and events, it's just like the same story over and over and over again. It's really sad.
I know you and I've met thousands of people at this point around the country, and you and I together have met hundreds.
Right.
People are tragically ill. The average general physician does not know that they're looking at a Lyme disease case right in front of their very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have faulty testing.
Yep.
Only 40%, 50% of people show up with that rash. And in your case, I mean, it was so vivid and palpable.
It's so mismanaged.
And
I had
someone today when I was at the pool at my swim at lunchtime telling me about their visit to the ER 2 days ago and how the doctor with a Bell's palsy case was not even willing to run the Lyme disease test and how they had to pressure for it. So, I mean, yeah, we cannot do enough education. I'm thrilled we have Lyme Light Radio and that you're out there and Gail's out there speaking, and the more we can educate, the better. It's atrocious, really, what's been going on for decades.
Exactly.
So much so. And but the diet has helped you regain a better quality of life, hasn't it, Laura?
Yeah, there's certain things that it's hard to say with the diet because there's, as Dr. Singleton found, I should mention, he had Lyme disease. He had Lyme disease for 7.5 years, undiagnosed. No one knew what was wrong with him. He went through the same thing that we went through where it was, oh, you have fibromyalgia, you have this, you have that. They did the Lyme test. They didn't figure it out. And finally, one of his friends said, you know, I really think you have Lyme. You should have this more specific test. And he finally realized that's what it was. But what he noticed in himself and a large population of his practice is that Lyme patients, for whatever reason, develop these food sensitivities. And so if you have a food sensitivity, it causes inflammation. So every time you eat something that you're sensitive to, you're adding more inflammation to your body. So if you have chronic Lyme or most chronic illnesses, it's an inflammatory condition. So if you're already inflamed and then you're eating food on top of that that's inflaming you even more, you're going to feel worse. So really, you have to discover whether or not something you're eating is making you worse, or if what you're eating is not causing it, if, you know, you have to decipher that. So for me, I do have food sensitivities. So partially it was from the Lyme and partially it was from what I was eating. So just eliminating the foods that I was sensitive to has helped me. And, you know, the symptoms, for instance, for dairy are different from the symptoms from other foods. So I can really see a pattern. If I were to accidentally eat something, I would have this triggered.
Right. Yeah, I understand that, too, because I cannot eat dairy. That is a huge trigger for me. I've got a big food sensitivity with that.
Okay.
But recovered now, I still avoid dairy. It's just, it's not worth the whole inflammation process and some kind of trigger. So, yes, after we go through your kind of anti-inflammation and elimination process and food sensitivity, people can introduce certain things back, and their body does adapt to some of it once they've gotten to a level of health.
Right.
So, it makes a lot of sense in many ways. So I want our listeners to call us in with questions, and also we are having our book giveaway. We've got three people that have already called. Two of you still can receive copies of Out of the Woods and Recipes for Repair. So call in 800-930-2819. We're going to take a station break. This is Katina Macus. We are live on Limelight Radio, and stay tuned.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. And we've got Laura and Gail Piazza, authors of Recipe for Repair, with us today. And I want to remind our listeners we have two giveaways left. We have Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, and Recipes Repair for two of our lucky call-in individuals. And the number is 800-930-2819.
That's 800-930-2819. We'd love to give you books at this time of year. Holiday gift giving is in order. And we'll also take your questions. So I want to check in with Gail. Gail, since you have so beautifully created these wonderful, delicious, very edible recipes, and holiday season is with us, do you have any special or favorite ones that you might share with our listeners that would tweak their appetites and give them a little encouragement to give it a try?
Well, yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, for Thanksgiving, I made the butternut squash and apple soup, which is one that I haven't met anybody that doesn't love the soup. It's really, really good, and it's great for this time of the year. And we also have a cran raspberry sauce that's also very good. And with that cran raspberry sauce, you can make pumpkin cran raspberry muffins. So that takes care of that. Then I have one of my favorites is a salad with pears and apples with a honey mustard sauce, and it's really, it's pretty, and it just, you know, it's something a little special, and pears and apples are really good at this time of the year. And then my real favorite is the rack of lamb. We actually have on our website a holiday dinner that we recommend, because just for that reason. I mean, it's holidays, and you don't want to be the one left out, especially if you're the one that's cooking. So you say, well, you know, I want to make something that I like and something that everybody can eat. And nobody really has to know that this came from any kind of a special diet cookbook, because, believe me, you're not going to know from the taste. And so then for dessert, you could make the pavlova, which is a meringue that we put a zabayon sauce on it, and we top it with berries. It's gorgeous. It's easy to make because you make the meringues ahead. You can make them a couple of weeks ahead. You can put them in a tin. You keep them, and you have them anytime you want. And then you can make the sauce a day or so ahead, and just then all you do is put the berries on and put a piece of mint on it, and you have this beautiful dessert. And everybody will think, oh, my God, you must have bought that because it's so pretty. So those are the things that I would make. I would make them because I wanted to tell your listeners that I don't have Lyme disease, but I did find out I have a lot of stomach issues, and I did find out about a year and a half ago that I had inflammation. So I thought, inflammation? My gosh, I have to go on the diet. So I went on the diet, and I did really well on it, and all my symptoms seemed to go away. I was like, oh, this is a miracle. Then I got to the later phases where I just stupidly put too many things back together. That's one thing you have to emphasize is, you know, one thing at a time. Take a day or two to find out, but no, I made something where I had like all of the egregious things in it, and immediately got all of my symptoms back, and thought, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? So I got tested and found out that I have dairy sensitivity, egg white sensitivity, and probably gluten sensitivity. So I eliminated, because I had put gluten back at that point. I had put dairy back at that point, and I had put eggs back at that point. And so I stopped that. I did it again and, you know, found out that I think my main trigger is dairy. So time went by, and I felt much better. So I said, well, I could just start eating more things. So I started eating more things. Stomach issues started again. So I'm now back on the diet. I'm in phase three, and I have zeroed in on several things by going slowly and doing a better job of trying to figure out what is bothering me. I have found a couple of things that I didn't know that bothered me. So I do know that this diet is really great for people with stomach issues, people with arthritis and things, because we hear from our readers that they didn't have Lyme, but somebody gave them the book, and they, you know, they're finding that this is helping them. So, yes, and so that's why I know that these things are good for holidays, because that's what I'm going to make, and that's what I did make for Thanksgiving, and I didn't tell anybody, and everybody was good with it.
Yeah, that's great. So everyone that's listening, go to recipesforrepair.com, and you can see these recipes that Gail just shared with us. And, I mean, that meringue dessert sounds divine. I'm going to make that one myself.
So good.
It is good. It's really good.
And it is so very true. The American population in general is suffering with a lot of inflammation in our, you know, broad spectrum kind of eating habits that have gotten so sloppy in the past few decades with so much sugar and so much processed food. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that the wheat that we eat is not the heirloom wheat that our grandparents ate 100 years ago that was a product that only went to harvest one time a year. And it was a long grain, and it had a low gluten content. And, of course, it was genetically modified, and now our wheat that 90% of the entire world eats has two harvest cycles, and it's very high in gluten and very starchy and is causing a lot of people to have gluten sensitivities, gain weight, have carbohydrate metabolism issues. So, you know, gluten is a big issue, and I know that in your anti-inflammation diet, that's one of the big triggers that people need to avoid.
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not even just Lyme disease. It carries over, as you pointed out, to all kinds of conditions. And even like sinus troubles or hay fever or, you know, seasonal allergies, people don't realize that their bodies are too acidic and inflamed.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. My husband, he doesn't have Lyme or any condition, but because I changed the way I eat, he kind of followed suit and cut out gluten and dairy. And he wound up losing almost 15 pounds without even doing anything except for not eating what he used to. So like what you said with the wheat, you know, we eat all these foods that really don't have any nutritional value and it just packs on the pounds. But once you start eating back to basics and eating foods from whole food groups that you make from scratch, you don't even have to try to lose weight. It just kind of comes off. It's amazing.
It's really amazing. It's true. It happened to me too. So listen, I just have to say congratulations to four lucky callers, Barbara Madden, Nancy Fisher. Let's see, who else did I see we have here? We have Ryan Cummings and Cindy King. You've all got books coming to you over the next week. That's wonderful. And we have room for one more caller if you want to call us at 800-930-2819. The last call for recipes for repair and out of the woods. We've had a wonderful show with you ladies. I can't believe the time has flown by so quickly.
Yes, it has.
Unbelievable. Your book is beautiful. It's an award winner. Tell our listeners what award you won with it.
Oh, sure. So it's actually won two awards. The first one was what was that one, Mom?
Living Now Award.
Oh, yes.
Living Now.
The Living Now Awards. And then the second one was the same one you won, the USA Best Book Awards finalist.
So yay, you got
honor.
That. That's awesome. For 2012?
Yep.
Yes.
2012.
That's fantastic. Right. Congratulations on two awards. This is a beautiful book, everyone. If you don't have it, I highly recommend it. You can find it on Amazon and also at the website recipesforrepair.com. Laura and Gail Piazza have done a beautiful job in creating something that's good for our whole society to eat well, to eat whole foods, healthy foods that are not processed and that can nourish our body and address the problems from tick-borne illness. Thank you for working from your hearts and from your talents and bringing something so special to all of us.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having
us.
We appreciate it.
It's my joy and my pleasure. Laura and I have become good friends over the past couple years out on the road together. And we speak throughout New England. Keep your eyes out on both of our websites for our lecture schedules, appearance schedules, and we'll continue to bring good health and hope to others that you can recover from this illness. And, of course, prevention and early diagnostics is key. So thank you, ladies. Have a happy, healthy Christmas and best wishes for a wonderful 2014.
You as well. Thank you very much.
And check out recipesforrepair.com. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio. And join us next week. We'll be finishing up with John Donnelly and Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. He's made his full trek across America, 3,700 miles, and we're going to have a wrap-up with him in TBDA. Thank you, everyone, and thank you to my producer, Brian, today for helping us with this great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Blyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.